So our favorite thing of the week, our favorite time of the week, Gadol story of the week. I'm telling an amazing story from the Bach Raviol Circus. So the Bach wrote an awesome commentary in the Shulchan Aruch, and he spent many years of his life writing this commentary. And unfortunately, every time he tried to publish this commentary, some big thing would happen, and he wasn't able to publish the commentary. And he didn't understand why God was doing it. After all, he was working for God. It wasn't for himself. And one night he found himself crying in the Beit Midrash, saying, Hashem, why? Why can't I just publish this beautiful commentary? And that night he thought to himself, wait a second, here I am crying about my own anguish. And what about Hashem and his pain? And he started doing Tikkun Chatzot, which is basically this prayer at midnight where you're praying for the gullus of the Shekhinah. And after doing that Tikkun Chatzot, he fell asleep and he went into a dream. And in that dream, he saw that in the heavens, they were very angry at the Bach because he had neglected saying Tikkun Chatzot, and instead he was just steiging and writing this commentary. And now that he finally said Tikkun Chatzot, they ripped up the bad decree, and they would allow him to publish his commentary. And indeed, soon afterwards, all the problems went away, and he was able to publish his famous commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So, the Gevaldige story, the halacha that we learn from it, I think is like a general concept that can be applied so many times in our life, which is the halacha is dorish from us to put aside our individual private desires often, and put instead in front of us Klal Yisrael, what's best for Hashem, what's best for the Am, because if we're not able to put aside our own personal she'ifot desires for Hashem's desires, then really who are we worshiping? Are we worshiping God or are we worshiping our own ego? So tachlis, what does that mean? So let's say I really want to daven with kavanah, I want to feel good, but I know halacha required me to join in with the Am and daven with the minyan. That's a moment of putting aside your own personal desires and placing Am Yisrael first. Let's say I want to shtag, I want to keep learning the sugya I'm in, but it's chazarat hashatz and I have to listen and answer amen. That's a moment when we can put aside our own personal things and put Am Yisrael first. I don't know, maybe there's a shiva call or a wedding that you don't really feel like you'd rather keep on learning, or you're in the middle of your whatever. But you know that really you should do this for Am Yisrael. That's another opportunity we have to put aside our own personal desires and put forward Am Yisrael. Of course, this requires a balance. I'm not saying always place Am Yisrael before your own personal desires. You should do introspection and speak to your friends and Rebbeim about your personal situation. But the klal of the Bach is not that everyone here has to start saying Tikkun Chatzot, although you can if you want. But the klal is that we should start, if to really serve Hashem, asking yourself, what's the best thing for Am Yisrael, and not just what does my own personal ego want to do? We should all have an amazing Shabbos. If anybody wants, we have breakfast and a Gevaldika Parshashir Simcha seminar in the back for anybody who wants. I highly, highly recommend this week. If you can make it, it's going to be really fun.